Finance. Thanks to Hastings Mowers Garden Power Equipment Superstore on the Mornington Peninsula. Visit hasmo.com.au.
Well, this isn't good news, but Australia's inflation rate hit 7.8%. This is for the December quarter, I think, but that's high, and it probably means the Reserve Bank have another interest rate increase in the offing. Scott Haywood, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Tom. Yes, for the last 12 months, inflation hit 7.8%. That's the highest level in more than 30 years, and our market was stronger until that announcement ended up falling 22 points to 7,688. That higher-than-expected inflation number means the Reserve Bank is almost certain to lift rates in 13 days on the 7th of February by at least 0.25%. And some of the things that were expensive were travel in terms of domestic holiday and accommodation. That went up 13% year-on-year. Electricity prices, we all know how much we're paying for that, up more than 8.5%. International holiday and travel and accommodation up more than 7%, and even new dwelling purchases for owner-occupiers up more than 17%. So the cost of living is certainly expensive. The only upside out of it was that the Aussie dollar did touch 71 US cents just a few moments ago, which also signals that the interest rate increases in Australia are likely to be more aggressive this year than they probably will be in the US.
Terrific. Thank you, Scott.